We still don't know when Australian children as young as 5 will be allowed to get a COVID vaccine, but in the United States, it's getting closer. A panel of experts at the Food and Drug Administration is debating whether to authorise the Pfizer vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. And if it gives a green light, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will make the final call on emergency authorisation, possibly next week. North America correspondent Catherine Diss reports.
1, 2, 3.
Back of the queue, but key to closing a critical gap in America's vaccine offensive.
Go ahead and take your mask off, and we're going to put this underneath your jaw. Okay, first, just open. So go ahead and relax your arm.
Around 2,200 children aged 5 to 11 have undertaken the Pfizer-BioNTech trial in the United States, Finland, Poland and Spain. Amanda Dropic didn't hesitate to sign up her 4 children.
If it's something that I can prevent with a vaccine that's both safe and effective, that's my job, to protect my kids and other people's kids to the best of my ability.
A panel of experts at the Food and Drug Administration is looking at whether the benefits outweigh the risk to children. The trial found the vaccine was 91% effective at preventing symptomatic COVID-19. FDA Deputy Director Doran Fink.
The VRBPAC is convened today to discuss whether available data support that the benefits of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine outweigh its risks when administered as a 2-dose primary series to children 5 through 11 years of age.
The agency's vaccine chief, Peter Marks, says contrary to popular belief, the disease is dangerous to children.
Far from being spared from this harm of COVID-19, in the 5 to 11-year-old age range, there have been over 1.9 million infections, over 8,300 hospitalizations, about a third of which have required intensive care unit stays, and over 2,500 cases of multi-system inflammatory disorder from COVID-19. And there have also been close to 100 deaths, making it one of the top 10 causes of death in this age range during this time.
The panel's recommendation will then go to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which will make the final call most likely next week.
To be clear, today's discussion is going to be about the scientific data that are presented, and it's not about vaccine mandates, which are left to other entities outside of FDA.
Getting shots into the arms of children will bolster America's COVID defences as the Northern Hemisphere heads into winter, a crucial layer of protection with kids now back in the classroom. This is Catherine Deese in Washington, reporting for AM.